Well, some reports recently came out regarding how much our nation's private and public forest lands play in storing carbon. And David Cleese of the U.S. Forest Service says it shows
how much carbon is in our forest out there. 41 billion metric tons of carbon. And we've also made a national estimate about how much new carbon is stored each year. And that's enough new carbon stored, in other words, taken out of the atmosphere, to account for about 11% of the total fossil fuel emissions in any year.
This study is not necessarily new, as the numbers are provided to EPA annually. However, this year's study is the first to account for carbon storage on a state level. And USDA Deputy Undersecretary Ann Bartuska says it's also the first time that the study has been released separately in order to get the carbon estimates out to a broader audience.
I think one of the important reasons for doing this kind of study, not just because of the connecting carbon and CO2 emissions, is if we go as a country into carbon trading and carbon markets, which has been talked about, you need to have a few things. And one of the things you have to have is a way to get your baseline. Where is the carbon and where is it changing over time? We've been able to establish a baseline for forests in the United States.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.